Text appears. Netflix presents. A view from the sky flies through dense clouds. A Quizzical Pictures production. The view drops towards the earth. Executive producers Harriet Gafshon, Udiri Lemekwa, JP Potgieter. Produced by Sipiwe Hlabangani. The view flies between two painted cooling towers. Written by Daryl Bristow Bovee, Zelipa Zulu. A title appears. A Soweto love story. A convertible sports car heads down a suburban road driven by a young man, Sandile. Next to him sits a young woman, Sente. Lunga Shabalala, Duduzile Ngobo. Sandile kisses Sente's hand. Zenzel is Pesihle, Sparky Gulu. Sandile stops for an attractive woman crossing the road. He ogles her as she walks past, and Matso Lady Setumo. Sente pokes Sandile's face. He looks at her apologetically. She shakes her head. Sandile looks back at the woman, and Sente hits his arm. Mamodibe Ramodibe, Didintle Kuno, Monye Kunupi, S. Mike Mvlase, Skumba Shope, Sihlendaba. Casting by KTL Dichwengi Casting. Original score by Zetu Mashika. Edited by Tim Green and Megan Gill. Sandile and Sente enter a church. Sandile gestures to a bearded man in a pew to move up.
Just go away. Just let down.
Sandile shoves the man.
Guys.
Production designer Noctula Expresso Sishi. Two women dressed in red and white Manyano outfits take turns singing. Director of photography, Kabelo Tate. Line producer, Yula Quinn. Directed by Roli Sizwe Nikiwe. As the congregants take their seats, a woman addresses one of the Manyano women, Bongi.
Don't let her get to you. You were a shining star today.
The pastor spots Sandile scuffling with the bearded man.
What's wrong with you? Sandile Ngubeni!
These boys are silly.
Hey, sit down.
Sandile sits down.
It's that time of the year, children of God. The time that brings everyone together. Time for happiness and joy. I'll let the co-president of our church social calendar tell you more about what I'm talking about.
Bongi takes the mic.
For those of you here who do not know me, I am Bongekile Ngubeni. But I'm not alone. My co-president here, Mrs. Masi.
Hallelujah!
The woman waves to the congregation.
This year, we're going to do things differently.
Amen.
There has to be change.
I have organized a concert. And I, Bridget, will be bringing you a live band right here.
Bridget gets a standing ovation. With a hand on her hip, Bongi gapes at Bridget. Bridget gives Bongi a pompous smile. Later, the pastor bids the congregants farewell.
Thank you so much, sister.
Oh.
Mrs. Ngubeni. You were wonderful today. People won't stop talking.
Oh, no, no, no. It is all God's will. All glory goes to God alone.
Even the Lord himself needs an angel.
When I sing, I like to think of the heavens
Pastor,
opening.
Pastor!
Bridget approaches.
Excuse me. Did you like my solo?
You have no idea how blessed we are to have two angels singing in our choir.
Have you seen my grandchild? My latest one.
What a beautiful child.
thank you. I'm wondering if this has ever been mentioned. My daughter, Lemohang, is getting married. Married to a doctor. Dr. Kumalo.
16V.
A man shakes the pastor's hand.
MBCHB. Pleasure to meet you.
Well, as you know, my second born, you know, my middle child. Well, he is popping out the big question to
Mom,
his beautiful
Mom.
Girlfriend, Sintibaleng.
Mom, it's supposed to be a secret.
We don't keep secrets from the church. We don't keep secrets.
It's taken you long enough.
It's happening at your restaurant, right?
Oh, yes. And you are all invited.
We are all looking forward to tonight to show our support.
Ah, thank you very much. Later. Boys.
Let's go, Mom.
Go well.
I can't believe you invited everyone. Now I'm going to have to cook for the whole church.
Don't worry, my son. You know how everybody loves your food.
Yes, Mom, but that's not the point.
My children, the Lord God has given me grace. All my prayers have been answered. By this time next year, I'll have a daughter-in-law. and grandchildren. Hallelujah.
Amen, Mom.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, Mom.
Yes, Chef. So we've got a problem here.
The sun sets over Johannesburg. In a vocal booth, a young woman, Kells, sings. Sandile stands in a mixing room.
It's nice, but let's try maybe like a young Shaya Tea feel, if you know what I'm
saying. Okay, if you want Shaya Tea, you can get Shaya Tea up in here. This is Kells.
Yes, you are. And you fire. It's just that, Kells, it's been a minute since Mina Nawe, and I kind of need a hit, so I need this.
Well, I didn't sign up to do a mediocre track either. So we're on the same page, Sandile.
All right, cool then. So to the top. Yep.
To the top.
From the top. Let's go.
Center enters the studio.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. You're early.
We said 5:30, right?
Yeah, but it's actually 5:30. Who arrives on time in this day and age?
Grown-ups.
Wow. Ouch.
They kiss each other.
Give me a grown-up kiss, girl.
Carl's exits the vocal booth.
Kells, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You look lovely.
Thank you.
She does, doesn't she?
Especially because it's a very special night tonight, right?
Ah, girl, it's just dinner at Menzies. Nothing special there.
Yeah,
trust me.
Nothing special there.
Kells leaves.
Let's go, babe.
What was that about?
What was what about?
Kells.
You know, sometimes she's a bit... Hey, Kells, we'll pick it up tomorrow, okay?
Sure.
Bye, girl.
Sandile and Sente leave. In the center of town, a couple crosses a road. In a venue, a band plays on a stage in front of a sign reading, Songbird Restaurant. In the kitchen, the bearded man, Menzi, approaches a chef and puts down a plate.
Manda.
Follow up on table 7.
What's this? Parsley goes on this side. How many times do I need to remind you that you're no longer working in a gutter container, but a restaurant?
Sandile pulls up to the restaurant.
Another date night at your brother's restaurant.
I promise you, you're gonna love tonight's menu. It's got a different ring to it.
I'm sure.
Sandile climbs out and goes to the passenger side.
You know what I would love even more tonight?
Yes, baby?
Is if you don't flirt with the waitresses.
Who, me? Flirt? Yeah, sure, I'm a bit friendly, but I only have eyes for you. But seriously, baby? Yes, I smile at them, but at the end of the day, I always come home right where I belong.
Sure. Wait. I forgot my jacket.
Sente heads back to the car. She spots something in the driver's seat. She reaches down and picks up a bra. She walks back to Sandile.
Sandile, what is this?
She tosses the bra at him. Sente glares at him.
Is it not yours?
She stares daggers at him.
Since you want to be treated like a baby...
Menzi, shut up! I can't take this anymore! This is exactly why no one wants to work for you! Do it yourself!
Mandla leaves.
As a matter of fact, I quit!
Menzi follows Mandla.
You... No. Mandla, no. You cannot do this to me today. Mandla, put this hat back on. Mandla... Do you know how many people are coming here today? Mandla, get yourself back into that...
Menzi follows Mandla into the restaurant.
Listen. Okay, please get yourself back into the kitchen. Hi. Mandla, you better get yourself back into the kitchen. Ladies, hi. You look amazing today. Mandla!
Menzi, piss off!
Patrons gawk as Mandla storms off. Ooh. Menzi goes after him.
Mandla!
Hey!
Get back here, you coward!
Oh, piss off!
Mandla! Baby, Sandile. I have never seen this bra before, I swear.
How is it in your car, then?
I don't know!
What do you mean?
I promise you!
I can't do this anymore, Sandile! This is not a game. These are our lives. You need to start giving me what I've been giving you, which is respect and commitment.
What's going on here? What's wrong?
Baby, please, just give me a chance. I promise
you. I gave you a chance! 6 years we've been together! 6! And this is how you repay me? Sandil, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
Sente walks away, passing by Sandile's family.
No! Go after her!
Sorry, leaving. Okay, you know what? If that's how you feel and you don't even want to trust me, then go! Go!
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God, not this again. Oh, Jehovah!
Bongi faints as her son, Sky, catches her. Menzi and Sandile assist.
Mom!
Hey, wake up.
At Bongi's home.
Where am I?
You at home, Mom?
Can you please hold this for me?
Menzi, please bring me Jonas from my back, please.
Menzi fetches a framed photo of a man.
Here's Jonas.
I have three sons. Three of them. Three sons. And not one of them has managed to get married. But why? Why, my Jonas? Why?
Her blood pressure's just elevated. She'll just need to take it easy for a while.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Kumalo grabs a bag and leaves.
Do you guys think that guy's good looking?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Father in heaven. Wow. Send Jonas down to fetch me, Lord, so I can be close to you. A lonely house with no family, with no grandchildren, a house with nothing. Oh, no, no.
Okay. Wait, Mom. But you're not alone.
Yes, Mom. Myself and Sky, we actually live here with you.
Yeah, that's a real consolation.
Okay.
What are you doing here? Huh? You should be on your knees right now, apologizing, begging that beautiful girl for forgiveness. You're a disgrace, man.
Mom,
what?
I promise. Hey. I promise I didn't do anything wrong.
And then?
Mom?
You're laughing. What about you? When are you getting married, huh? Getting a wife and children.
Mom, let's be honest. Who's going to marry him? He irons his own socks and underwear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually happen to have standards.
Sure.
And as for you, my child, it doesn't matter. It's not a problem. It doesn't bother me. I am your mother. I understand.
Yeah, we all understand.
I understand completely.
No, Mom. I'm not gay.
It's okay. It's okay to be gay.
I know that, but I'm not gay.
Stop it. It's enough. I received a nice offer from somebody who wants to buy the house. And I'm taking it.
No, Mom, I am taking it.
Mom. End of story.
Your blood pressure, Mom. It's really just a blood pressure. You really can't do that.
But why?
Mom. Huh?
Beautiful homes like this one of mine are meant to be filled with warmth and families. They're for husbands, they're for wives, and they're for children. And here I was, hoping that at least one of you would go on the right path. But no, I was dreaming, obviously. So I've decided I'm selling the house, and that's the end of the story.
Okay, but Mommy, my studio is here.
Mom, just a little sidebar here. I put the house as collateral to finance the expansion of the restaurant. So if you sell the house, then...
Menzi, no one cares about your spaza shop. Mom, can I be serious for
Excuse
a second?
Me?
So what actually happened is, you know that penthouse where I live, right? They're kicking me out, so...
That's not my problem, though. I have done my job as a mother.
It's, Mom, sorry. Here's the thing, Mom. What if I get married? Will you give me the house then?
Menzi... Who's gonna marry you? You are afraid of women.
That's enough.
And you...
I've waited long enough. It's too much.
Okay, Mom, I'm begging. What if I just get married at the end of the year? If you'll just give me that.
Me too, Mom. If I get married at the end of the year, maybe you can...
Wait, what about me, Mom? I can get married too.
Okay, you...
I don't give! Listen here. Here's the deal that's on the table. The first one to get married between the three of you. By the end of the year, I'm giving them this entire house as a wedding present. If it doesn't happen, I'm selling it. Oh, I'm selling it.
Wow, Mom.
Daytime. At Bongi's home, Sky stands in his fashion studio.
Wow. I really need to get married now.
Sky goes to a patio.
Would your mom be okay with a gay marriage?
Hey, man, I'm not gay.
Okay.
Sky smokes a hookah pipe.
I've got a girlfriend.
So why haven't I met this famous girlfriend?
Because it's a secret.
Okay, well, why don't you marry this secret girlfriend of yours and turn this house into a dressmaking factory, friend? We can build an empire. All you need to do is turn this imaginary girlfriend into your imaginary wife, you see? You know?
The bald woman, Lynx, takes a pull from a hookah pipe and blows a puff of smoke. Sky nods as he ponders. Elsewhere, Sandile opens the front door of his flat to a man.
Sandman! Sandile Ngubeni, top dog, song of the year, mina nawe. Mayman, you good, huh?
And who are you?
Sorry, my brother, I'm Lunga. Lunga, big fan. My brother, mina nawe, that song is still my ringtone. If my phone rang, we'd be dancing, you and I. You and I would be dancing.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm here to fetch the car.
What?
The car.
Lunga makes a steering gesture.
Right.
Lunga enters the flat, followed by two other men.
Get out of here. No way. No way. Dude, is this all yours? You have a coffee machine and an all-black kettle.
Yeah. Whose car?
Your car. Brazakes wants his money. He's a loan shark.
Wait, you work for Brazakes?
I have an incoming call. Maybe this is him. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Hey, Brazakes. Sure, yeah, I found him. No. He understands that I need to take the car.
No, I don't understand. Let me talk to him. Brazakes. Listen, man, I'm working on a track. I will pay you, Brazakes.
Hey. What? Hey. Brazakes doesn't talk to artists. Relax. Brazakes. Don't worry, man. I'll fix it. Good. Bro, what are you doing?
Look, Lungile, look here, man.
Lung. At that guy, Lungsta, on Twitter and Instagram. You'll follow me, yeah? follow me.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
Lungsta, give me some time, please, man. I'll make a plan, I promise you.
No way. You're killing me. You're killing me, my man. Nah, Brazakes wants his money. Okay. Listen. The car? I won't take it. I like you. You're a good guy. I'm not taking the car.
There you go.
But the sofa? I'm taking it today. You're always sitting. Just sitting and sitting. No. Get up and get things done. Write something. Write a song like we've come so far. We die together, die here, die there. You get me? Creativity. Stop sitting on the couch. Gents, write. We're taking the sofa.
The two men pick up a sofa and head out.
Hey, don't worry, you'll be fine. Get up and write something. Listen, once you've made a hit song, call me. Say, yo man, Lungster, I have a hit. I know a lot of radio people. I'll put in a good word for you there and there. Who knows, maybe we'll end up touring. You and I. You see what I did there? Mina nawe. Sandman! Let's go, guys.
At the Songbird restaurant, Menzi chops garnish in the kitchen.
I hear you're looking for a chef.
Excuse me, how did you get in here?
So, are you looking?
Are you even a chef? Let's start there. Hmm?
The young woman, Dina, holds up a knife roll bag.
Well then, Miss Chef, as you know, since you have been a chef somewhere before, that there are procedures. You apply, then there's an interview. You know, this place kinda has some really high standards, so thank you.
Menzi eyes Dina, who sports nose rings and tattoos on her arms and chest.
Actually, I don't think it's gonna work out.
What's cooking?
Dina dips a spoon into a pot of sauce.
Excuse me. What are you doing? It needs a what?
She sprinkles an ingredient into the pot.
Hello, you're gonna need to stop what you're doing, okay? Okay, stop. Okay.
Dina stirs the pot.
You need to stop what you're doing. You are ruining that recipe. Please, you're gonna need to get out of my restaurant right this.
Dina sticks the spoon in Menzi's mouth. He tastes the sauce.
So, am I hired?
Menzi goes back to chopping, then glances at Dina.
We'll see, but I'm gonna need to see your references.
Outside a house, Sandile leans on the bonnet of his car while holding a bouquet of roses. He watches Sente climb out of a car. Sandile grins as Sente approaches him.
What's this?
These are from Daddy saying that he's sorry, and please forgive him.
With roses?
Yeah, they're beautiful, eh? but not as beautiful as you are, baby.
Stay away from me with those things, Sandile. We've been together for so long and you're telling me that you forgot I'm allergic to roses? You're an idiot!
Sente marches towards the house.
Oh.
Hey, Sente! Don't!
Sandile dashes to Sente as she opens the front door. Inside, rose petals blanket the floor as Sente walks in. Sente glares at Sandile. Now, at the church.
Right. As president of the New Year's Eve Planning Committee, I welcome you to the first meeting.
Thank you.
Bongi enters.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm very sorry. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, president.
As president, I have to say, I cannot wait for the New Year's Eve concert. It's going to be great and beautiful.
And fabulous.
Super fabulous.
Super duper fabulous.
Wow.
Anyway, people, let's talk about the actual reason why we are here. My daughter is getting married. There'll be a big celebration.
Ladies, perhaps we should move on to the business we came for.
Seconded.
Oh, no, I agree. You're a wise man, Pastor. You're a wise man. This year, this concert must be a hit. It must be bigger and better. Better than anything we've ever done before. I'm not saying previous concerts weren't good. Hey, last year even wasn't bad. This one, she tried her best. This time, I, Bridget, want to make it even better by organizing and planning everything. Yes. So we can give our sister a rest. Get some rest, yeah? Rest, old girl. Hey.
Okay, let's go. Let's move. The parsley. Why is it always so difficult to remember that the parsley goes on this side?
Oh no, we're so screwed. The parsley is on the wrong side of the plate.
Actually, you know what? Why were you fired from your last job,
Because I punched the owner in the mouth.
Sir, the customer is complaining about the soup.
What?
The soup.
But the soup's amazing. This is ridiculous.
Menzi grabs the plate and heads into the dining area.
Where are we going?
Here's the customer, sir.
Hi, hello, hi. Yes, sir, hi. I hear that you are complaining about the soup.
Yes?
Yes, what seems to be the problem with it?
I don't like the soup.
I understand that, but I need to know what's actually wrong with it because this is the most delicious soup that I've tasted in my entire life.
I don't like it.
I think maybe just try it again, Let's do this. Why don't you just try it again?
Menzi offers the customer a spoon of soup.
Just give it a little bit of a try, please.
The customer shoves the plate at Menzi, spilling the soup on him.
Just get out of my restaurant! Out!
I want my tribe.
I said get
I out! I want my tribe!
Dina looks on from the service passage. Later, she sits with Menzi in the empty restaurant.
No one has ever fought for my food before.
She wipes his shirt with a cloth.
Well, to be honest, I've never fought for a girl before to defend her soup or otherwise.
You've got a girl?
Menzi shakes his head.
Why? Because of your looks?
No.
Right. It's your personality.
No. I'll have you know that I've got high standards, okay? I expect a partner to be disciplined and to have a high moral code. And unfortunately, that's difficult to find. And now, I've only got a few weeks.
Dina shoots him a confused look.
So, my mother is giving the family home to whoever gets married by the end of the year.
Seriously?
Yeah. And if I don't get the house, then I'll probably lose this restaurant, so yeah.
Right, so let's get you a girl. We'll start tomorrow.
Sorry?
Go home. Get some sleep.
Dina leaves.
Dina, about those tattoos. Cover them up tomorrow. Wear a long sleeve top.
Dina gives him the middle finger as she walks off. At home,
wow.
Bongi walks down a passage.
Well, maybe it's time to tell our families. I love you and I know you love me, so... So we should just go public with it, yeah?
Bongi eavesdrops on Sky in the kitchen.
I'm not ashamed. No,
Bongi
I'm not.
Enters and finds Sky talking on the phone.
Hey, listen. I have to go. My mom just got here.
Sky hangs up.
Who was that?
It's my girlfriend.
Hey! Yeah! I'm going to miss this old house. I really am.
Bongi walks off as Sky shrugs at the restaurant.
So, what are you looking for in a woman?
Okay, well, I've got this little spreadsheet here that I've printed.
Give me a summary.
Oh, okay. So, she needs to be presentable, orderly, very hygienic, and respectful in her demeanor because, you know, my mom has to approve of her.
In other words, the total opposite of me.
Yes. The total opposite of you. So, what if I, thank you, give you this sheet so that you just have everything at your disposal and you will know exactly what I'm looking for and just what you
need. It's all in here.
Dina points to her head.
You caught all of that?
The first time.
Okay. Sorry. You are the professional.
Menzi bows before Dina, then leaves.
Spreadsheet. What a nerd.
Dina brushes sauce on a food item. In a building, Sandile struts through a reception area towards a boardroom. A young man stops him.
Whoa, there he is, big guy.
Yeah, look, I just need to talk to her for a second.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. She's in a presentation with some very important clients right now, so...
Okay, cool. I'll wait for her at a desk.
No. Actually, she doesn't want you to do that either.
Because she told you that?
Yeah, you are Sandile, right?
Sure.
Yeah, no, she definitely doesn't want you waiting in her office.
Brother, who are you?
They call me Thabo. I bring happiness. Do tell me, how do you forget that your girlfriend is allergic to roses?
Thabo shrugs.
Yeah, you messed up, son. You messed up big time.
Sandile turns around and leaves. Thabo glances at Sente in the boardroom. In the vocal booth, Kel sings. Sandile sits at the mixing desk.
How was that?
Sandile wears a blank stare.
Sandile, how was that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't listening. Let's go again, okay? From the top, my bad. My mind is elsewhere.
Tell the truth, Sandile. Did you cheat?
No.
Right. I've seen the way you smile at girls.
Yes, I smile. And sometimes I look, because you know what? A guy needs a hobby, but I've never done anything.
Do you know how many guys I've dated who have never done anything?
Kels, I don't cheat. Look, I smile at you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look. Have I ever made a move?
No. You actually haven't. So, now that you're a free man...
Now that I'm a free man, I need to find a way to get her back. All right, ready?
Maybe you are one of the good ones. Okay, let's go.
All right, from the top.
At Songbird, Dina stands in front of Menzi, who wears a suit.
Yeah. Okay, be yourself.
Okay.
No, actually, don't do that.
Huh?
Be somebody charming.
Dina straightens his jacket.
Charming. Okay.
Menzi walks off.
Look, I think...
She's just
something.
A girl.
Okay.
Menzi heads into the dining area. Dina shakes her head and walks off. Later, Menzi and a woman sit at a table having dinner. Menzi enjoys a laugh. As he looks up, Menzi's smile fades as he spots food residue on the woman's bottom lip. Later, he dines with another woman.
I want you...
The woman grabs Menzi's forearms. Menzi looks worried as the woman yanks him towards her. Later, Menzi has dinner with the third woman. Dina watches them from the service passage. As Menzi enjoys a laugh, Dina nods and gives a thumbs up. Menzi wears a horrified expression. Dina's eyes widen. Later, Menzi retreats to the service passage.
Dude, you are not hot enough to be this fussy.
Daytime. Menzi has drinks with a woman at a bar.
Cheers.
I'm looking for someone stable.
Okay.
And responsible. Very responsible.
Okay.
For a throuple.
Sorry?
Yes. Hi, baby.
The woman waves at a man sitting nearby. He lifts a glass and she blows him a kiss. Menzi hurries off.
Menzi, what's wrong with a throuple? I was in a throuple once.
What's wrong with a throuple? Look, that may work for you. That's fine. But this whole thing was just a bad idea. And you know what? I quit. I can't.
Menzi storms off. In an office building, Sandile and Kells enter a waiting area.
Wow. It's fancy. Right here?
Yeah, this should be fine, right here.
Sandile holds right a microphone as he positions a tall speaker box.
Testing. Hi, everyone. This goes out to the most incredible woman, the love of my life, Sinta Baleng Moloi. This one's for you, baby.
He passes the mic to Kells.
I'm gonna sing you my love song. I want you to know it's for real.
Sente marches down a flight of stairs.
To me, and our love will last forever. I'm gonna
Sente
sing
approaches
my
the pair.
Love song.
What are you doing? Oh, sorry, this wasn't my idea, obviously. Sorry.
It's a serenade.
She's serenading me. Yes.
Nope.
Sandile takes the mic from Kells.
Actually, I'm the one serenading you, babe. But you know I can't sing, so Kells is helping me out. Baby, please, talk to me.
I'm at work, Sandile. Really, of all places? At work,
babe,
Sandile.
You know what, babe? If I were you, I would give this man another chance. Seriously.
Please sing some more.
What?
Sing some more.
But you
no.
said I could only do it once.
Hey, no, I am done. I'm done.
Kells hands him the mic.
Kells.
Good luck.
No, wait, Kells.
Kells leaves.
Kells.
I'm out.
Sandile and Sente share an awkward look. He brings the mic to his mouth.
I'm gonna sing you a love.
It's fine. We can meet just to talk.
You will not regret it, baby.
Go.
Okay, I love you. I want to go. Go be a boss.
At home, Bongi sits with her three sons at a dinner table filled with food. She puts down a framed photo of Sandile and Sente.
Dada!
Maybe we could keep her and give her family Sandile.
You know?
Ha, ha,
ha,
ha. Can we all just calm down? I will have you know that I spoke to Sente and she agreed to meet up with me so we can fix
things. Oh, my children. Look at the God I serve. He never sleeps or slumbers. Hallelujah.
Mom, I've got a question, Mom. Is the dealer, but whoever gets married first gets the house, is that deal still on the table?
Oh, yes. 1,000,000,000,000 times still on the table.
Okay.
You're not ready to marry Sente.
Says who? He's ready. Just look at him.
No, Mom, he's not. Sandile is not serious. I mean, he's doing all of this just because he wants the house.
Lies. Everywhere is lies. I'm ready, Mom. Mom, look. Look how ready I am. Look, I'm ready.
Sandile shows off a ring.
God works in mysterious ways. Amen.
Sandile reaches for the food.
What are you doing? There's anchovies in there. You're going to upset your tummy.
Yeah, good call. We getting married.
Sky and Menzi share a calculating look. They meet in the Songbird's kitchen.
So we're doing this for Sente, right?
Yes.
Because she deserves better.
Yeah. And we're also doing this for Sandile. It's for his own good.
We're actually saving him from himself.
Yeah.
Dina eyes them. In the dining area, Sandile sits at a table holding a ring box. He puts it away as Sente approaches.
Baby.
Sandile goes in to kiss Sente.
Baby.
But she rebuffs him.
Okay, it's all good.
He pulls out a chair for her.
This is just to talk.
Yeah, sure. Just to talk. Wow, baby girl. The dress code is a 10 out of 10. You look great. And that's why, baby, you deserve some...
Deserve what, Sandile?
You deserve only the best, baby. Anything.
In the kitchen, Menzi places strips of anchovies into a blender as Dina looks on.
What? I'm just changing the recipe, you know? I'm just making it nicer.
In the dining area, Sandile eats a meal.
This is so good, baby. I don't know what it is, but there's something. Try it.
Are we going to talk about this or not?
Yeah, baby, we will talk.
I can't see, man.
Push me.
Menzi and Sky spy on the couple from the service passage. Dina exits a bathroom and spots the pair.
This is not right.
Shh, just go.
Sandile offers Sente a spoonful of food.
Babes? You want the train? Okay. Choo, 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 choo.
A woman approaches Sandile.
You can meet me in the bathroom.
Sente watches the woman as she walks off.
What did she just say? Hey, you! Hey!
You know, baby, it's...
Okay, you know what? I'm just wasting my time here.
No, no, baby, no. You're not. Forget about it, baby. Never mind. Forget about it. It's just you and me. This is about us.
What us?
Baby, please, can we just start over? Clean slate.
I can only do that if you tell me whose bra it is.
Come on, babe. You're still crying about that.
Sandile, I just want to know the truth. We can't move forward without settling the past first.
Okay, babe. You want the truth? I can be honest.
Yes.
Baby, 100, right? I don't know. I really don't know. I was also seeing for the first time. I don't know who it belongs to. I really...
Sandile, you have not changed a single bit.
I want to, but I don't know what...
What?
Baby, something's wrong with me. Please don't leave. I'll be right back. Don't move.
Sente rises and leaves.
Baby, Sente, please don't go.
Sandile clutches his chest as he rushes towards the service passage.
Menz!
Oh.
You bastard! I will get you! Move!
Sandile runs into the bathroom. At night, Sandile enters his flat. He finds Lunga looking at a platinum LP and a gold LP hanging on a wall.
Hey! Hey, you!
Hey! Hey, these are beautiful, man!
How did you get in here?
How did I get in? My man, that's my job. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you can leave the job, okay? Because I'm getting married. Then I'll have the house, right? So I can sell it or I can take a loan against it.
Whoa. Slow down. You said you're getting married. Sandman, you're getting married.
Lunga takes out his phone.
Let me update so they know that Sandman...
No. There's no need for that. I'm planning on getting married soon. But not soon, just soon.
I believe in you, man. Congrats. Yeah, listen, my man. Brazix doesn't really care about you getting married. Brazix just wants his money. Or... I take the gold discs.
No.
That's how it is.
Not going to happen. Listen here, Lunga. This thing of yours coming and doing as you please will end now.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Sandile raises his fists.
What are you doing?
Say pe.
Whoa. What's pe? No, man. Here's pe.
Two men approach.
I hang out with bulldogs. See? Gents, the drums are leaving. You see what you did? I mean, what are you doing?
The men grab parts of a drum kit.
Nah, man. Now listen, my guy. This doesn't affect our relationship. You're my friend. I like you. You know this. Cool, Sand. Okay. This guy.
Lunga leaves. In his studio, Sky fits clothes onto Lynx.
Friend, this is a genius plan. You and I will get married.
But don't you think your imaginary girlfriend will get jealous?
Ugh, seriously now, this will solve all of our problems. I'll even beat my brothers.
Yeah, and you can even get the house, you know?
And you can get your parents off your back. They're always telling you to find a man, right?
They won't believe us. They'll take one look at you and know we are faking it.
Hey, I'm not gay.
Prove that to them then. You're...
Now, Bongi enters church with her sons.
Mrs. Ngubeni, hello, my dear. How have you been
and
lately?
How's the blood pressure?
It was fine all of this time, until she came along.
People are talking. I'm hearing rumors. They say you're selling your house. Is that true?
I was thinking maybe I can buy it. For when Lemohang and I are married. Actually, the house is not for sale anymore. I'm getting married.
Huh? No man. But how? When? Where?
Yeah, I'm engaged to Lynx, my clothing model.
Hey, and to think all that time you were spending in the studio, you were actually doing something that made sense. Wow. It's a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Isn't it? It's a miracle.
A miracle if I've ever seen one.
Ah, Jehovah. God works in mysterious ways. He never sleeps. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sky passes between his brothers. Sandile spots Sente.
Sente?
Sandile, we're in church. Please.
They set me up. Oh. Please give me another chance. Please, baby, please.
In the Songbird kitchen, Dina carefully places a row of small golden balls along the top edge of a white cake.
So, I've decided I'm unquitting.
Hmm? We'll start again after the Christmas lunch for the orphans.
Sorry, what Christmas lunch and what orphans?
And we're gonna need some decorations.
So, do...
Now, Sky and Lynx walk down a neighborhood road.
Let's say that you are straight.
Which I am.
You don't look it, friend. And my mom's already suspicious of me. So let's start with the basics. Let me see your work.
Hold this.
Okay. Let's see. Do the things.
Sky walks forward.
No, friend.
Okay.
Come back. Hold this. Have you heard of the Denzel? In English, they call it engaging the core.
Okay.
Lynx walks upright.
You see?
See, no, friend?
No. Now you try. Let me see.
Stiff.
Sky struts.
Ay, friend, you are killing me.
I got it.
Ay, maybe the Denzel is in for everyone. Let's try the Idris. Okay. Chest out. Look, friend.
So show me this.
Lynx walks with a swaggering gait.
You gotta bounce with it.
The guts, you know? To walk.
Yeah.
Wow, man. No way.
Sky struts.
That's the right one.
Yeah.
This one.
At night, Sandile pulls his car up beside a field. He opens the passenger side door and helps Sente out.
My love.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sandile places a blindfold over Sente's eyes.
Why are we doing this?
Baby, you'll see just now. But we're doing it for love.
Sandile guides Sente across the field.
Almost there. All right. And we are here. Okay.
Sandile stops, then takes off Sente's blindfold. She stares ahead at a deflated hot air balloon in the distance.
I just wanted us to do something magical. You know, just leave ourselves behind. Just for an hour. Shall we?
Sandile offers his hand, and Sente takes it.
Okay.
They head over to the balloon. Daytime. The couple stand in the gondola and clink glasses of sparkling wine.
I'm not looking for big gestures, Sandile. That's not what I'm looking for.
I know that. But for now, baby, can we just enjoy the moment?
Listen, I understand that you think you still want to be with me. But you still want to play and prove a point to I don't know who. But I want something solid with someone solid.
And that's me, you know, baby. I'm solid. Solid as a rock, baby. I've changed. I have. It's still there, right?
As Sente takes a sip of wine, she smiles.
I know that smile. Between us, you still love me.
Of course I do. I'll always love you. But that's not the point.
That is the point, baby. That's the point. You and I. It's destiny.
I really can't believe you're going up and you're so scared of heights. You're something else, you know?
Let me tell you something. So, I gave the guy $100 and he promised that we wouldn't take off.
Oh, $100? We've taken off.
Sandile looks down over the gondola and sees the ground receding. The balloon rises.
No.
Sandile climbs over the edge of the gondola.
Sandile, no!
Sandile slips off and grabs onto the edge of the gondola.
You're scared of heights and you're jumping off?
I'm falling!
Sandile, look at me!
Sente puts her hands over his.
Breathe.
The balloon descends as Sandile hangs over the edge.
Okay. Do you trust me?
I trust you.
Okay, you can let go now.
Sandile closes his eyes. Sandile steps onto the ground.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the restaurant, waiters serve food to children sitting at Christmas-decorated tables. Menzi enters dressed as Father Christmas.
Yeah! Oh my God, they're making a mess.
A group of children hug Menzi.
Okay, hello. Merry Christmas.
Two boys playfully punch Menzi in the stomach.
Oh, you got me.
Dina follows him holding gifts.
This is why I don't like children. And also, what's your deal with orphans?
I used to be at that orphanage.
Oh.
Dina puts down the gifts.
Yeah, at Christmas time, some years we would have parties. And we'd feel like we're normal too, you know, like we deserve nice things. And other times, there wasn't a party.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize.
That's why when I see people fighting with their families instead of appreciating them, I think, oh, what a bunch of idiots.
Guys, I have to be finished in an hour. I've got lunch with Lynx and Mom.
At the field, Sandile leans against the bonnet of his car next to Sente.
Goodness.
Sandile takes a gulp from a bottle.
You saved me.
You're so dramatic. You were fine. You had it.
No, baby, you've always saved me. Even when I get lost, you're always there for me. You're the only one who's always there for me. I've never deserved you.
Sandile digs into his pocket and produces the ring box.
I borrowed this ring from my mom because I wanted to impress you, yeah? I promise, when the moment is right and I have the money, I will get you your own. But baby, please.
He opens the box and shows it to her.
Will you marry me?
Sandile.
Sandile gets onto one knee.
Baby, all my life. My whole entire life, I waited for someone just like you, but you're right here in front of me. Please.
Who does the bra belong to?
Huh?
Children lie about their mistakes, Sandile. But you know what grown-ups do? They own up to them. So who does the bra belong to?
Baby, I promise that I...
Sente shrugs and leans against the car.
Yeah.
It was nothing. It meant nothing. It was just some stupid girl. I don't even remember her name. Just some wannabe singer. It's what you always keep saying about me, that I keep doing stupid things, trying to prove things. It was stupid. But baby, I've changed. I know this. Please believe me, baby.
He puts his hands on her shoulders. And she brushes them off. Sente glares at him.
Do you remember when we first met? Listen, baby, you believed in me when I couldn't even believe in myself. Please, baby, I'm begging you one more time. Just please believe in me again.
Sandile kneels before her, holding the ring box open.
You were right. I was foolish. I was a child throughout this entire relationship. But I've changed, baby. I can be that man that you want.
Please.
At Songbird, Menzies is still dressed as Father Christmas as a girl sits on his lap. They hold up finger signs as Dina takes a photo.
Seven.
Nice. Next.
The girl leaves as another takes her place.
There we go. Okay, let's take a photo. On three cheese.
Three.
Cheese.
Sky approaches dressed as an elf.
I really have to get going to the lunch now.
Oh, hello there, brethren. Ho, ho. Dina, I would like to introduce you to the future, Mrs. Gubeni. No thanks to you guys?
Well, congratulations, Sente.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Menzi.
Maybe you could invite me to visit sometimes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know what, baby? Let's just leave them. They don't know what they're talking about sometimes, you know?
Well, now that Sandile has won, the house is his. And it would be nice to visit.
Shut up, man.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he won the bet. So, since he'll marry first, he gets to keep the house. As a wedding gift, of course. How awesome is that? Hmm?
Sente shoots Sandile a look.
Tell me he's lying. Sandile.
When he puts it that way, I can see how it sounds wrong.
How have you changed? Tell me how I've saved you. But you just used me to win a bet.
Baby, I've really changed, and you did. You did save me.
She takes his hands and looks him in the eye.
Sandile, I am begging you. If I ever meant anything to you, ever. Don't ever call me.
No, baby.
Okay.
Sente, please don't. Sente, baby, please.
She takes off the ring and gives it to him.
Sente, baby.
Sente walks away.
Sente, please. Sente!
Menzi and Sky share a look.
I'm sorry, Sandile.
Sandile dashes to Menzi and grabs him. Dina approaches carrying a fire extinguisher. As the brothers grapple, two boys hold onto the extinguisher hose while Dina turns the valve, spraying foam retardant all over Menzi. The extinguisher shuts off.
Oh, okay.
At Bongi's house, an elaborate feast lies spread out over a table. A man and a woman sit at the table. Link sits across from them wearing a brimmed hat as Bongi takes a seat.
He probably got a last-minute client, a celebrity or something.
He's very in demand these days. You know his brand? His brand is really taking off.
Hey, hello.
Sky storms in, still wearing the elf costume.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was... actually, it's a long story.
Sky moves in next to Lynx.
Hello, my love.
Oh, hey, babe.
Sky gives Lynx an awkward kiss on the lips.
Sit down, my child. We have a lot to talk about.
So, you two are in love?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Who would have thought things would turn out like this? Everything is working out perfectly.
Hello. Sandile is here. Hey.
Sandile.
Hey, Mom. Hey. Sorry that I'm late for lunch.
Hey, man. You weren't invited to this.
How rude, Skumbuzo. And you know, I actually brought someone. A friend of yours, I think.
Sandile points to Lynx, then opens the door. A young, long-haired woman walks in.
No, Sandile. Hey, man.
Gugu.
You're getting married?
Lynx hurries to Gugu. Right.
And when were you going to tell me that?
Who's this?
Yeah, Lynx. Tell them who I am.
Googs, not now. Please, later.
You tell them who I am right now, or I walk.
Okay, this is Gugu.
And who is Gugu?
This is my girlfriend.
Ah!
Oh, my word. Goodness.
Can you believe this?
Gugu grins. At night, Menzi stands on the veranda outside the Songbird restaurant. He folds his arms and wears a troubled expression. Dina steps out and joins him.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Come.
Dina crosses the veranda and Menzi follows her. She heads to a nearby motorbike.
Nope. Nope. No. Okay. See, I've seen this movie before and... No. Sorry.
Later, the bike speeds down the freeway. Dina rides while Menzi sits behind her.
Oh, okay.
Howl at the moon.
Watch the road.
Howl at the moon.
Later, Menzi and Dina sit atop a building with their legs dangling over the edge while they gaze out at the city.
You know you shouldn't be sabotaging your brother. You should be living your own life and making things happen for yourself.
Well, I tried, but it didn't work.
What are you so scared of? When was the last time you said, what the hell, and took a chance?
When I hired you?
Dina smiles at Menzi. At the restaurant, Menzi and Dina stand by the service passage and spy on a woman sitting in the dining area.
Well, she looks respectable, right?
Don't push her away.
Okay.
Don't judge. Change things up. Embrace the chaos, okay?
Embrace the chaos, okay?
Menzi opens a leather folder.
Okay, let me just, yeah, I've just got my list here of...
Dina sprinkles flour from a whisk over Menzi.
Seriously?
Chaos. Go.
Like, really? Yeah, okay.
Menzi wipes off the flour from himself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good night.
If you're looking for a party girl, I'm not the one for you.
Oh, no, I'm not looking to party.
Oh, is that flower?
He touches his beard.
Oh, sorry. I'm just embracing the chaos.
Oh, I don't want to embrace the chaos. If you want to embrace the chaos, then I'm afraid you're not the man for me.
Oh, no. I wasn't really embracing the chaos. It was just a joke.
I don't have time for jokes. I know what I want, and I don't believe in wasting time.
Oh, and neither do I.
I have a...
She opens a folder.
Schedule and a checklist of what I'm looking for. Does that bother you?
No.
Menzi opens his folder.
So do I.
He takes out a page. The woman, Penny, looks at him and grins. At the recording studio, Carl sits in the mixing room and bobs her head.
I think it sounds good.
So do I.
Yep, I think it's gonna be a great hit.
I think I wanna start again.
Huh?
Yeah.
Carl's gets up and goes to the mixing desk.
There's this thing that I've been hearing it for a while.
Okay.
I don't know if I've been pushing it away because I was scared or... Oh, I wasn't ready. But I want to try it. I don't know if it's a hit or not, but I want to hear it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's go.
Sandile presses a button and turns a dial back and forth. Meanwhile, at Songbird, Penny reads a list of items on a page titled Significant Other Checklist.
physical attraction. Ah. Check. Hygiene. How often do you shower?
Twice a day. I shower in the morning and bath at night.
Good hygiene. I want 3 children. That means we'll have to get started soon. I'm not looking for a long engagement. Is that okay for you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, I don't have any family here either, but I'd need to meet your mother, of course.
Yes, of course, that can happen.
Okay, well then, if that meeting goes well, then I will propose a merger.
Oh, great.
I think under the circumstances, we may kiss.
Oh, boy.
Penny rises, leans forward and puckers her lips. As Menzies stands up, he spots Dina watching him. He waves her away, then gives Penny a gentle kiss.
Well, that was...
Thank you.
Yes, great. Yes, okay. I will see you at...
They both pick up their folders and depart. Menzies meets Dina in the server's passage.
I think I just got engaged.
Engaged?
I guess I'm getting married, right?
Congratulations.
I think there's just something in the kitchen that smells like it's not correctly.
Menzies marches off at the recording studio.
Let's go. Let's go again.
In the restaurant kitchen, Dina chops up tomatoes, then lays them in a dish. Later, she eats a dessert on the veranda.
Chef.
Menzies joins her at the table holding a paper cup.
When I was a young boy, I was scared of everything. Thunder, other boys at school, and my father would let me cook with him. He'd pull up a chair and I'd climb on top and stand on it and just watch him mixing all the ingredients together. I was really close to him. I mean, closer than I was to either of my brothers. So when he passed, I became even more scared. You know, the world is unpredictable.
Chaos.
The truth of it all is that I've never felt safe anywhere. Except in that kitchen. With my father.
At the recording studio, Sandile ponders at the mixing desk while Carl's watches him from the vocal booth.
It's like...
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what else to do. This is as close as I can get it.
Carl's takes off her headset.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Sandile enters the vocal booth.
Carl's, I know you. You've got it in you. I promise you, you've got it in you. You just need to find that thing that you are scared of and touch it.
What is that?
We're all afraid of something, right? All of us. Whether it's being hurt, being seen, or not being seen. Whatever that thing is for you, I just need you to find that thing in here.
He pokes her chest.
Touch it. And tell the music.
They share a long look, then nod. Sandile moves the mic stand closer to Curls.
Let's go again.
At Songbird, Bongi sits across from Menzies and Penny.
I thought you were joking. So tell me, are you really doing this?
Yes, we are. We are doing this. Penny?
Right. Because the truth of the matter is, This time my heart will just stop. I'm telling you, my heart can't take any more nonsense.
You may rest assured, Mrs. Ngubeni. This agreement was reached after due diligence. Both parties are aligned in both context and structure. What I'm trying to say is, we've considered everything.
Special dish for a special lunch?
Ah, ma'am. Ah, this is Dina, my awesome, awesome head chef.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, awesome chef.
Yeah, the food looks amazing.
Menzi and Dina both grab hold of a pair of tongs and wrestle for it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Dina leaves the table.
She's definitely different. She's nothing like your usual chefs.
Oh, no, she is.
It's a very unprofessional look.
But the food, right? The food is good?
We were thinking of getting married at the beginning of January, so by this time next year, in theory, we should already have a baby. If family history is an indication, we are likely to have a baby boy. But that's not set in stone, right?
Of course.
Do we have your blessing?
Mom.
Bongi shrugs.
It's fine.
The couple smile and hold hands. At the recording studio, Curls puts on her headphones. Carl's shrugs at Sandile.
Oh my God.
Sandile heads to the booth.
Oh my God. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
It's you. You're an artist. And you turned me into an artist.
They hug each other.
Thank you.
They gaze into each other's eyes. They separate.
I know. It's fine.
I didn't mean to.
You don't have to explain. It's okay. It's fine. We're good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, hell yeah. We just made magic, okay?
Well done, superstar.
Thank you, superstar.
All right.
Sandile repositions the mic stand, then leaves.
You're amazing. Wow.
Lunga and his two cohorts enter the studio.
Well, 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 well. Top dog, Sandman. Brother, you know I've got nothing but love for you. But a job is a job.
Lunga, you've taken everything. What more do you want?
Lunga points to a laptop. Carl's looks on and shrugs. Daytime. At Songbird, Menzi and Penny sit in the dining area while poring over documents.
The couple will at all times faithfully, industriously, and to the best of their skills, ability, experience, and talents, perform all duties required as an active participant in the relationship.
Menzi sneaks a look at Dina, who packs up the tables. Dina glances at Menzi as she walks past. She stops and watches him perusing a document. Dina heads back to the kitchen. Twilight descends over a silhouette of the Johannesburg skyline. In a health club, Sky walks down a staircase while talking on his phone.
Please, babe. I miss you. Okay, what about Christmas Day? Come on, please. I really need to see you. Great. See you soon.
Sky hangs up the call. In his flat, Sandile sits on a counter while writing in a notepad. Lunga approaches him.
Here comes the devil. Look, sir, what do you want? I have nothing. What are you taking? The tap? The tiles?
No, no. Why do you see me as bad news? I have good news. Listen, you're back, my bro. I took the track from your laptop and released it. You're back, my friend. Listen to this.
I have a good feeling about this one. This is going to be the sound of summer. It is Kells and Sandman back together again.
You're on the charts, boy.
Explain.
Listen. I know a guy, and that guy knows another guy. Those guys, they know each other. You back, my brother.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
What do you say?
I'm back, boy.
I'm back, boy.
Sandile pats Lunga repeatedly.
The underdog has risen, boy.
Guys, if you want to know what song is going to be Song of the Year, stop wondering because Sandman and Kells have done it again with Baglindile. It comes as no surprise that it's number one on our top 40 songs this week.
In a nightclub, two women each carry a bottle attached with a sparkler. Lunga enters the club and bumps fists with the bouncer. Sandile and Kells walk in behind him. They wave at the excited patrons. Kells' face lights up as she spots a woman, Nomfundo, approaching them.
Sandman, I like your song. Can we work together?
Oh, very soon, very soon.
Please.
By the way, Ugobo is an amazing album.
Thank you so much. Call me.
Yeah, I'll call.
Please.
Bye.
Bye, my love.
This is amazing.
She likes my song.
Our song? Yeah.
Sandile and Kells join Lunga in the VIP section.
Sandman! Yes! Look! Huh? Did I come through or did I come through?
Hashem, you definitely came through.
Come on!
Yes!
Dude, did I come through or did I come through?
Gotcha.
No, man, say it like you mean it.
You came through, man. You came through.
Yeah, there's a lot in the pipeline. There's a lot. I'm planning Europe, Asia, but we start at Dubai.
Dubai.
Dubai. Did you know that in Dubai, they pay in gold? They give you gold. They don't have money. They just give you gold.
When do we start?
On 31 December, we're leaving.
For how long?
Oh, 1 year. So, you in?
Hell yes, definitely, right? Sandile.
Do you want to talk? Ah, oh, there's my guy. It's Java.
Wow. Lunga walks off.
Let me go.
Sandy, what's wrong with you? We've been working hard for this.
I know, Kells.
So?
But a year is just such a long time. And Menzi's getting married. I don't want to miss the wedding.
I don't think Menzi would want you to miss this big opportunity. Sansa, we've been through the wilderness, okay? This is it. This is our big chance to get back in the game. All you have to do is get on the flight with me. That's all.
Kells takes his hands.
Sandile, this is a big opportunity for me. It's a huge moment. I want to share it with you. Please say yes. I'm begging you. Please.
Sure.
Yes? Yes!
Kells hugs him.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please, can I have your attention? Please. My name is Lunga. To those that know me on the socials, at that guy, Lungster. That's me. Anyway, I've got an early Christmas present for everyone. You see that guy over there in the blue shirt? Yeah, the one with the chain. That's my buddy, Sandman. Give it up for Kells and Sandman!
Sandile and Kells get up. Patrons record them on their cell phones. Kells goes on stage and steps behind a microphone. Sandile stands behind a DJ booth. The crowd dances to the music. At Songbird, the dining area is vacant. Menzi heads towards the kitchen. Dina sees Menzi in the kitchen.
I thought you'd gone home.
Somebody's playing some nice tunes.
I hate that mushy stuff. I don't even know why it's on. I'm testing new recipes.
Merry Christmas, Dina.
Merry Christmas, Menzi.
Menzi nods repeatedly. As he walks out of the kitchen, he glances back to Dina. At the church, the Mañana women adorn the pews with Christmas decorations while also cleaning up.
Pastor.
Yes? Oh, you can take that straight to the kitchen. Ask for Mrs. Marcelo. She'll show you where to set up.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Ngubeni.
Merry Christmas, Pastor. Hey, I should go and help in the kitchen, don't you think?
Of course.
Yes. The pastor addresses a man working nearby.
Kupan, did you bring another microphone? I still can't find the one you dropped off yesterday.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Congregation take their seats.
A blessed morning to you all.
Amen.
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 The pastor taps the microphone.
See, the devil is testing us. Not today, Satan. Let's try again. A blessed Christmas morning to you all.
Amen.
Too.
We have to tell them. I mean, I can't bear this anymore.
Don't talk. Just kiss me.
Le Morang.
Damn, I missed you.
Me too.
Skumbuzo.
Bongi and Bridget get up and head off.
Stop it, Sandile.
The pastor leaves the podium. Dr. Kumalo, Menzi, and Sandile follow the pastor as he goes to the back of the church. The pastor opens a door and finds Sky and Bridget's daughter, Lemuhang, kissing passionately.
Sky!
Sky turns to see everyone staring at him.
You know what? I don't care what you all say. I'm not sorry.
I thought you were gay!
I told you all.
Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay.
Stop telling me it's okay. It's not. My life is falling apart. Falling apart. You hear me?
Your life is over. This is my life. You chose Dr. Kumalo, not me.
Mom, I'm really sorry you had to find out like this. And Mom Bridget, we never meant to disrespect you.
We were not in church right now.
I love Lemuhang and she loves me. I'm not going to lose her just because you all disapprove. She's the best thing that's happened to me. And I won't lose her now.
No! No, I'm dying before my time!
Doctor.
No!
Bridget faints, and Menzi catches her.
Doctor, just lay her down. Lay her down. Please.
At home, Bongi enters the dining room carrying a bowl of salad. Menzi follows behind her, holding a dish. They set the food down on the table. Sky enters, holding a couple of beers.
Well, good afternoon.
Oh, it's that disgraceful son.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
You should be sorry. Did you see the look on Bridget's face?
Mom.
Oh, guys, really? But honestly, I'm telling you the real truth now. Actually, I should be the one apologizing. I'm your mother. I should have known the real person you're in love with.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hey.
Something smells good. What are you up
yes,
to?
Yes, it does. Taste.
Okay.
Here you go.
Menzi serves a morsel to Sandile.
No anchovies, right?
Sandile puts it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yep.
I know this taste, boy.
Yeah.
Dad's favorite dish.
Yeah.
Do you want a beer to go with that?
Yes, please, Uncle Cough Cough. Thank you.
You see now. Cheers, guys.
To Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
It's a good day.
Merry Christmas, boys.
The brothers sip from their beers, then sit down.
So?
You know, I never thought anyone but Dad could cook this dish, but you nailed it. Menzi, big time.
And I would have finished sooner. Sky helped me, but he was too busy.
You guys need to let this go.
We did very well, my love.
Bongi looks at a photo of Jonas on the wall.
Yeah.
Part of the tender. Relax.
I'm happy for you, bro.
At the Orlando Cooling Towers, Sandile stands with luggage bags surrounded by Menzi, Bongi, and Sky.
Oh, my son. So this is it.
Oh, Mom, come on. What's wrong now? It's only for a little while. I'll be right back here before you guys know it.
Come here, my children.
They all huddle together for a group hug.
I love you guys.
We love you more.
We love you too.
Sandile heads to a car. Menzi helps carry his luggage.
I'll bring this one. Okay.
Menzi puts a suitcase into the boot.
Okay.
Sandile places a bag in the boot and closes the lid. Menzi hugs Sandile. Now Lemohang and Sente walk in a park.
It was basically an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
I tried to say no, but my mom...
Your mom is hectic, eh?
And for Sky Ngobeni, no way.
So it's like Romeo and Juliet. Anyway, tell me about Sky. Was it hot and steamy?
Oh, yes. So hot and steamy. We did it everywhere. Anytime we could steal a minute.
Mm. Even in church, you have guards.
Lemohang. Yeah, my mother wants to kill me.
One
time, Sky borrowed Sandile's car to go buy fabric, and we did it right there in the back seat. And that car is so small.
Trust me, girl.
I know. We nearly got caught. I was so scared. I even left my bra behind. Are you okay, friend? Friend.
Sente wears a troubled expression.
Are you okay?
Sente hurries towards a car and climbs into the back seat. A man sits behind the wheel.
Let's go. Please, let's go.
The driver taps on his phone.
Name?
Sente Baling.
Sente. Destination?
My brother, shouldn't that app tell you that information? I'm sure it does. I'm going to the airport. Why are you still waiting? Let's go!
At an airport, Sandile wears a headset around his neck as he stands by a window and looks out onto the runway. He leaves while wheeling his luggage. Elsewhere, Carl stands with her luggage and looks around the airport.
Hey, superstar.
Hey, superstar.
They hug each other.
Man, this is everything we've ever worked hard for. This is it. Are we gonna have fun?
Yeah, of course.
You promise?
For sure. Yeah? Shall
Let's
we go?
Sandile answers his phone.
Hey, Lungsta.
Hey, girls. Sans, are you at the airport?
Yeah, bro, we're here. Where are you?
I'm in Dubai.
What? Are you serious?
Read my lips. Dubai. 44th floor. I'm chilling with the Guptas. You know them, right? Listen. Don't worry. From here, I'm going straight to the hotel to make sure that when you guys land, everything is ready. Your song is fire. It's amazing. They're waiting for you.
Okay, boy, we're coming, hey? Wait for us. We're coming.
Wow, this Sandile made a hit song. The song of the year.
So can you please drive faster, please?
Yeah, sure, I'll drive faster. It's just that I love this guy so much, man.
You see the guy you love so much? He's going to Dubai. And if I don't get to the airport on time, I'll never see him again. Will you please drive faster?
Sister, do you know Sandile then?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me you know such important people? Let's go.
We'll get there soon.
Yes, let's go.
At the airport, a plane flies overhead. Sente's cab pulls up at the airport and she climbs out.
Look. Run, run. Hurry. Go get your love. Hey. Oh, but love is beautiful, eh?
Sente runs into the airport and rushes up an escalator.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sente pushes past a group of guys. She looks to the floor below and sees Sandile wearing headphones as he walks next to Kells.
Sandile!
Kells sees Sente and alerts Sandile.
Hey, Sandile.
Sandile takes off his headphones and looks up at Sente, pressing her palms against the glass. She gestures for him to wait, then heads off. Sente climbs off an elevator and hurries to Sandile.
You lied about the bra, Sandile. It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't. Babe, I kept trying to...
She presses her finger to his lips.
My love, they're waiting at home for you.
Sandile smiles. Sente wraps her arms around his neck and kisses him. Nighttime. At the base of the cooling towers, a group of kids hold sparklers. They run into an area decorated with Christmas lights and trees, as well as brightly lit sculptures. Crowds of people mingle amidst the carnival atmosphere. The pastor addresses the gathering.
We're asking for a little more time. The band is on its way.
A crowd gathers in front of a stage. Elsewhere, the pastor walks beside Bongi and Bridget.
Mrs. Masilo, what's going on?
How far away are these people?
I don't know anything. I've sent them messages. I've tried to call and they're still not here.
Listen.
They're not even answering their phones.
I may have another plan.
Hey, I don't need this from you. Just keep quiet.
Bongi looks worriedly at her phone, then looks up and sees Sandile and Sente.
And now? What am I seeing here? My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And then?
We're engaged.
Oh, my Jehovah, God is good. I knew it. I knew it that the devil would never be able to win with you two. Your relationship is so strong. It's unbreakable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come to me, my children.
Menzi runs a food truck.
That's for you, and don't forget your coffee. It's hard.
Dina approaches the truck.
Hey.
I'm leaving.
Why?
It's time to move on.
Dina walks off.
Wait, Dina.
Menzi leaves the truck and goes after Dina.
Listen, Sandile, my child. There's no band, and we need to get someone on that stage. Help me, my boy.
Don't worry, Mom. I got you.
Dina, I don't understand.
Come on. It's embarrassing enough falling in love with an uptight control freak nerd. Don't make me say it out loud as well.
Dina walks away.
Oh.
Penny struts towards Menzi.
I don't think we should stay until midnight. I like an early night.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
But sometimes you have to say what the hell. And how did the moon?
Have you lost your mind?
You're a great woman, and we could get married and have children and live a safe life. But I don't think I want to be safe.
Mr. Ngubeni, are you withdrawing from our contract?
Yes.
On what grounds?
Force majeure. I've got to go.
Menzi hurries off.
Dina. Dina. Wait up. I want to be with you.
No, you don't.
You make me scared, but I want to be scared.
What about Penny?
Force majeure.
What?
Unforeseeable circumstances that prevent someone from fulfilling their contract. An act of God. Dina, I'm in love with you.
It's New Year's Eve, okay? Everyone thinks all kinds of things on New Year's Eve. You'll regret it tomorrow morning.
Well, look at who's scared now. Look at who does not want to embrace the chaos.
Don't make me punch you in the mouth.
Dina heads off.
Okay.
Menzi heads onto the stage and gestures to a DJ behind a booth. He takes off his apron and stands up to the microphone.
Hello, hi. Hi, everyone. Sorry for interrupting this celebration. The next song is for my chef, who I am in love with. Oh, boy.
Oh, yini maina.
Is this the rubbish you are helping me with?
No, not at all.
Woman! Look at these people! They are statues! If you are trying to sabotage me, you're doing a great job. You can be so proud of yourself. Goodness!
Nomfundo joins Menzi on stage. Menzi points to Dina. She makes her way through the crowd, and Menzi helps her on stage. The couple hold hands and kiss. Sparklers shoot off on stage. The crowd dances to Nomfundo singing. Menzi and Dina embrace. Elsewhere, Bongi bumps into Bridget and the pastor.
Oh, Mrs. Ngubeni. Oh, thank you so much for jumping in and helping us. You know, I knew that you and I one day would make a great team.
Sandile carries three drinks. He goes to Menzi and Sky and hands the drinks to them.
2 minutes to go, gents.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
I guess love's in the air, right?
Cheers to that.
They clink their glasses.
Oh, there are my boys. My three musketeers. I've never been as proud as I am right now, my boys. All three of you. And Sandile, before you ask, you can have the house, my son.
You know what, Mom?
Yes?
Give the house to Minzy. I have my own place.
No, 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 no. Mom keeps the house. That way, the house is always home for all of us. Yeah.
Profoundly uninspired, yet so inspiring, my brother.
Okay.
Dina sidles up next to Menzi.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Hey, man. Stop it.
The couple leave. Lemuhang approaches Sky.
Oh, wow.
Lemuhang pulls Sky away.
So I'll take that as my cue to go look for the
future Mrs. Ngubeni, Mom.
Oh, you are leaving me too?
Just like that.
Okay.
We'll start the countdown from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Sparklers shoot off on stage as the crowd lift their hands in celebration. Sandile puts his jacket over Sente's shoulders. Sky and Lemuhang yell Happy New Year in unison. Fireworks light up the night sky in a dazzling array of colors. Sky and Lemuhang share a kiss as Bongi looks on with a smile. Sandile and Sente share a kiss as the sky lights up in an orange glow. A title appears, A Soweto Love Story, based on A Niger Christmas by Kunle Afolayan and Kemi Adesoye. Elsewhere at the carnival, Dr. Kumalo looks up at the sky as Penny sidles up next to him.
So, you're a doctor?
Dr. Kumalo studies Penny from top to bottom.
Dr. Kumalo, MBCHB.
So you must have very good hygiene.
A collage of magazines appear with titles that read Mzanzi Star, Curls and Lunga Tie the Knot. Audio description provided by Adrenaline Studios, written by Brandon Carstens, voiced by Makosazana Nakana. Credits appear: main cast, Sandile Lunga Shabalala, Bongekile Duduzile Ngobo, Benzi Zenzelis Pesile Sparky Kulu, Sky Ray Neo Buso, Sente Mutswaledi Setumo. Supporting cast, Dina Mamodibe Ramodibe, Kels, Yidintle Kunom, Bridget, Monye Kunupi, Pastor Solomon, S. Mike Mblase, Lynx, Kilebohile Okaba, Lunga, Skumba Shope, Penny, Sihlendaba. Credits continue.